has said they want flexibility and are going to exhibit flexibility to get a deal, but none of you are quite prepared to say what it is that that flexibility is as of today. That's kind of cute, but that's okay. A number of you need a few more days before your senior officials can get here from Lima or wherever it is. So you must be saving up the good news for maximum impact next week. Well, what I'm going to say to you is operationally, that there's not much I can do about that because you're in control of that, not me. What I intend to do for the rest of this week is I intend to continue the intensive consultations we've been having. I will continue in particular with preference erosion, and I will be in touch with the members who are principally interested in preference erosion in the course of this week. I would like to have further consultations on export competition among those that are principally interested this week, and I would like to have a discussion on domestic support for those that are principally interested this week. If you don't have your capital-based officials here this week for those discussions, I can only assume because it's something more important that you've got to do. I will report that judgment accordingly at the end of the week. What I would like to do is I would like to let you know that every day this week at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I will be available for capital-based officials to come here and have consultations with me in an informal context. But, and I hope you'll forgive me for using this concept, I will only have those meetings if there's a critical mass of senior officials from capitals present at those discussions. This is not to belittle Geneva-based representation. After all, I am Geneva-based, but I think you all know that there's not a lot of point seriously engaging unless pretty responsible people from capitals who will be sitting with their ministers on these matters if and when ministers turn up here are present. So I'm in your hands on that. I've got nothing better to do, so I'm here. And as I say, as from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, there are afternoon sessions available. And I will keep open the option of having another informal open-ended on Friday of this week. And if I get the informal indication from the rest of you that there's no point in meeting on Friday because there is nothing new to say from any of you, I won't hold that meeting on Friday. But I will tell the media when I leave this room that I am intending to have a meeting on Friday afternoon to see whether, if by Friday, I've had indications from any of you of the specific flexibilities that your leaders have indicated that you have available. And they will know, if I don't have the meeting on Friday, that it ain't available on Friday. Okay? If it is, I expect you'll come ready to share that with us. If not, then by default, we're into next week. I'm in your hands. But in the meantime, the subjects that I've described, I intend to have those consultations at least in the course of this week here. Okay? And those of you who want to talk about tariff simplification will have an opportunity to revert to tariff simplification if you wish to as well. Now, whether that amounts to keeping the kids occupied while the adults are off doing their other thing is up to you. I'd like to think it'd be nice if the adults came here and had a serious discussion as well. But that's the best way I can think in which I can proceed. Does that seem reasonable? Unduly schoolmasterly? Naive? Or is that the way in which we should work from here on in? Okay, let's do it that way. Thanks.